the bracha of Goyfus.
Show me why it's burnt.
So, the Mishkan was covered with some tapestries. You had some tapestries. Oh, yeah, tapestries as well, actually. But you had coverings on top of the Mishkan. When you went to the Oil Moed, there was a covering on top. That covering there was made of sheep's wool. So now, obviously, to get sheep's wool, you have to take the wool off the sheep. That is the melacha of goyis. So goyis is this: you take off something from a human being or an animal. Taking off something means not the actual body itself, it's something which is added to the body. It means if someone cuts a finger off someone, for example, on Shabbos, that's not gozer. Come on, this one. It's got other problems. What? The nail is part, it's the thing which grows and it grows and grows. It's called an extension of the body. It's not the actual body itself, it's called like an extension. So hair, nails, dry skin which is coming off, warts, things like that are all called added things to the body, which taking them off can involve the melacha of gozers. It's the halacha in Shin Mem, Siv Aleph, that's where the Mechaber brings it down. Shin Mem, Siv Aleph. It's an interesting kasha over here, that's what we're learning actually, halacha. Also, a little sarios upon him. A person mustn't take off his hair or his nails. Bein biyad, bein bekevi, whether using his hands or a utensil. Okay, we'll see. There's bein la'as, bein la'chein, whether it does for himself or others. The chayv al shtei saris. The person is chayv al shtei saris. That's min haTorah. I mean, about the chatzis she is also min haTorah. If you take one hair out, lemaisa you've done an issa. Or melakit levonos b'tor shchoyr. If someone takes out white hairs from amongst black hairs, afilu ba'achas, he's chayv. B'dovozeh afilu b'choyr osim shul lo yilbash gevah sinus isha. There's an issa. Someone's got black hair. He's got one white hair there. And he pulls that out, then he's done the issa of Tanisha Soros, which is also, that's also not totally, even during the week, as, what do you call it? As Loyal Bakiyah. Just an ancient kasha, which needs a good explanation this here. Are you over Boira when you pull out one hair from amongst the others? You know what it is. What?
We always see white or black.
Yeah, let's say white or black. You got a white. No, the white. You don't want the white hair. You don't want. What? Well, you don't want a black hair. You want a black hair. The person's got nice, look black hair. He's got one white hair there. So here's the word about legal. But very interesting kasha. If anyone's got a good terrorist, this, you let me know. I'd like to know what a good terrorist this kasha is. It's a very good kasha. Is there? It's a boy. It looks like there's no problem with boy over here. It looks like the only problem is as legal bashgeva. There could be a problem with goyfus. It doesn't seem to be a problem of what do you call it of. Of boy, okay. That's an interesting. By the way, says the Mishnah Berurah here. No, it's not. It's a psoilus. The white hair is psoilus. You don't want it.
Or you have to move something away to take it. You don't have to move anything away.
You
take it.
Yeah, you're putting it away. It's mixed with all the hairs, and you're putting it away from the hair. It's mixed with all the other hairs. That black, that white hair is mixed with all the other hairs.
Yeah, but you're not doing it because you want to. But I'm saying not true. Yeah.
You don't like it. Well, your brosham haven't got this problem, but you wait to get our age. When you get to our age, you see this is a problem, my friend. You don't want it. You don't want a white hair there.
So you take off with another hair
itself. That's questionable. Whether you take when you do boira, you take out so it's logical. Mr. Marula says it could be better, but the man said we're talking about you put one hair out, one white hair out of black hair.
Every hair is individual.
It's a chiddush.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what? Yeah, it's a kiddush, I don't know. Yeah, it makes sense. It's very hard to understand, I must tell you. Kobe, yeah, it's food for thought. Alright, okay, so going back to gozer over here. So, you mustn't detach anything which is a part of the person. The Mishnah and Sipkon Hagen is a little like Domi. I just want to go through this a minute here. Ha gozer is semi oisel. Someone takes off wool or hair, beimen abahim, beimen achayah, or any sort of animal chayah. Kama shiur, achayah, kliditmus, men chut shorka, because that's men atoyah. Hachiyav shegezizu, the issa of shearing is bein shegezu min achai, bein shegezu min ames, where you take off something that's not living anymore. Afilim min hashelach shalohem, even from their skin, which since someone's got skin, so I don't know, you have to know, these fur coats, very interesting, Marshall, these fur coats, I don't know, I mean a lot of them, probably synthetic, but let's say a real fur coat or a nice shram, can you get shrambles, I don't know, a shrambles or a real wolf's head, yeah, can you? You have to know, that's an interesting shot. To pull that out, it's a skin mamash of the wool, which you're using the skin. Yeah. So that is an interesting thing to pull that. I mean, I don't know why you should want to do it, but if so. Yeah. Yeah, it's no chiddush. There's no chiddush. That's what we're saying now. Even the skin, even when it's not on the behemoth, yeah, it's not, it's off. Still goes, yeah. Yeah, I have this better. There's a big shout about chickens. I mean, you haven't got this problem, but sometimes when you cook a chicken, and you've got little hairs on the chicken, That's a very interesting shaila. Is there a problem to pull those hairs off? Is that geuzes?
Never mind.
What? Oh, could be a problem. See, must really, that's the difference between geuzes and boiler. Boiler has got heterium on Shabbos. It's important to note this, actually. It's very important to know. What's the difference whether it's geuzes or boiler? There's a big difference. Boiler has got heterium on Shabbos. You do some chasuda, you've got certain leniencies you can do. Geuzes has got no heter at all. So you have to know, is there a problem with a chicken which has got hairs on the skin? Very interesting child, actually, yeah? So here, the Maaseh Halacha Shabbos speaks about this over here. They're very busy with this show, actually. Let's just find out. Shall Perek Yud-Zayin. So what do you say, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah, very good. Yeah, Chiddush. Yeah, yeah. Good Svara. So he brings over here. Yeshe Zirish Lelahosim Oy Ha'oif. This is an Oy Ha'Shabbos Oy's test. Sif test. Some people say that you shouldn't take off the hairs of the chicken where there's feathers, yeah. The feathers, that's what those hairs are feathers. That's what's happened, they're feathers. Shrine of the feathers. There's no other hairs, it's not hairs. What?
Yeah,
it's hairs, it's feathers. It's the feathers. Yeah, it's the feathers. You must be careful. You must be, what do you call it? Yeah, I'm not sure. It shouldn't be on there, should it? Wash the Benicha. Will the Benicha take? Wash it, shouldn't be on there, should it?
The machine is
supposed
to take it off.
Oh, the machine plucked out. That's the machine should take off all these. That's the thing. But it can be something that's not taken off. Yeah, that's right. So, yes, I'm saying you shouldn't take off the hair from these feathers. Some say it's Asa. But, yes, some are matter this over here. Yes, it brings it at the bottom over here. That the Maaseh, many people were makel. He brings actually a swara, like you said, actually. Very interesting. Let me just find the swara here about why the chicken one is different. 10. Please don't know the Douglas Nishon, but over like a bishop. So the same size is around and holds Osar's grazes. But others hold that it's mutter. I think they say your swara. It's all got a din of basal. It's completely changed. And they say also, none of it is in the it's come off already. It's so not connected so much anymore. It's become very schwach, the attachment to it. And therefore, many possums do allow it to go. But, like Chaim says, quite right actually, it's became with boira though now. That means you can't take the skin of the chicken, you can't take these feathers off a long time before you eat it. You could take it off just before you eat it maybe, but to take it off a long time before you haven't got this, you've got to be careful with that. It's an interesting point. Yeah, that's number one. Skin might also be a problem, boys. You can do some chasuda. It's like kiddof. You can do peeling, like some chasuda. Yeah. It comes off together. Yeah. Some will like to eat the skin. It comes together unless you want to eat the skin. It's not very healthy. But the basic, if you want to eat the skin, you want the hairs off, then you can pull the hairs off and the feathers. Yeah. Well, that's a bit of a shy there in boira. Pashtus, is it called? What's your shy? Is it called min echel? Is it all called one type of food? You mean? Someone doesn't want the skin of a chicken. Pashtus, the skin of a chicken, is called like a peel. It's the same as a peel. So if you're near the meal time, oh, that's the thing. But nice and many people nowadays. Is it called min echad? Is it called min echad? Is the chicken skin called min echad? The thing is, today's world where we live in, many people are fussy about chicken skin. The Prima God had a sophic already about apple skin. Yeah, where people take off apples. People, a lot of people don't have it. So the pashtus, that's called another min. That's called like a peel. So you have to fit into the rules now of peeling. So you have to take it off only before you want to eat it.
Skin of a fish, same thing.
You and me? So, yeah, same thing. Yeah, you can't eat the skin of a fish. It's even worse. Some people eat the skin of a chicken. I don't think anyone eats the skin of a fish. That's even worse. So zikha that. There's a very interesting shayla over here. So, Lamosha, what would you say if someone cuts his nails, Lamosha, on Shabbos? Or someone cut. Let's talk about the Shulman's case. Someone cuts his hair on Shabbos. Has he done geuzes?
Yeah.
My friend, there's a major problem over here. What's the major problem? Oh, what was the geuzes in the Mishkan? A person cut off wool from the sheep in order to use the wool. Over here, when a person cuts off his nail, or he cuts off his hair, unless you're in India, you're using your hair for shaitan, or whatever you're doing, but in general, when you cut off the hair, or you cut off the nail, you've got no interest whatsoever in what you cut off. It's like a lock of chains you could go for. The chayyu, you're not interested at all. It's completely different from what was done in the Mishkan. You and me?
When you have the
oiras,
you have the oiras
in your
skin,
to
cut off the hair,
don't have the oiras. Ah, very good. So the revosh, now this goes, you learned this before.
No,
the revosh says actually, I don't know how they argue, they're not being argued with revosh, but the revosh as chiddush is, I think others also say this, that the revosh is that in the Mishkan they did this goes as well. No. Because one of the coverings was leather, like a skin. And they want to take the hairs off it. So you're being miyap. No, but that's also not right. Because you're being miyap with the skin at least. When a person has a, cuts his nails, are you saying you're miyap with the goof? You make, that's right, let's say that, okay. So when a person cuts his nails or cuts his hair, the body becomes nicer. He looks nice, well groomed. So he's being miyap at the person himself. That's also goises. Yeah, it's a big Shabbat. It's a big halacha at the beginning over here in Hilchos Goizos brings a big machlokes to show about this. Others hold that this whole halacha is only midrabbanon if you cut your hair and you cut your nails. Because it's not what was done in the Mishkan. I don't know why, you're right, I don't know why they don't learn from it. Rebosh says the leather skin is as far as I remember. I don't know how they learn. But many Rishonim learn that it's a Goizos min haTorah. The only Goizos min haTorah is if you want what you take off. The Maaseh, we take on that Goizos works both ways. Whether what you want taken off, you use. Like, there was a classic case of where you take off the wool, where you're using the wool. And who knows if you don't use it, but you're making the remaining surface nice, it looks much nicer, even though you don't use what you cut off, that's also goisus. Midaraisa. We hold it as an Issa min haTorah, both ways on Issa min haTorah. Someone cuts his nails on Shabbos with a keli, that's you're going to see. The Maaseh, if a person does it in a shinui, that means not most people, the way to cut a nail normally is with a scissors or something, yeah? If a person decides to cut his nail with biting it, he's done Issa min haRabbanon. It's not done, it's not true, it's a shinui. But the Maaseh is awesome. Even though you're not having any hand off of the nail that comes off, you're not using the nail that comes off, but this other form of goizos applies, and therefore it's problematic also to use the bit that, even if you don't use the bit that comes off.
But if it's half come off, there's some sort of
problem. Oh, so part of it's pirish already, that's a bit of a hefty, that's true, yeah. We'll have to see about that, yeah. What else is over here? So cutting nails, putting hair. So the Maaseh, this can be rain again. Someone in Moshul is playing with his beard over here. He pulls this off. He plays. Well, it's all about playing. Let's say someone has kavod, he pulls their hair off. Or someone's got an eyebrow which disturbs, he pulls one of the eyebrows out. That's an issur goizos. Yeah, all these things are what person could, may, at least, the very least, the one very often is minatoira. I mean, very often it could be minatoira, but the very least is awesome. But your chassid shir is also not saying. Minatoira, you need two hairs.
Two hairs together.
As opposed to?
One.
Well, one and one also, because there's no shir for that. It's not, by achil, you have to do it because achil is frustrated. And eat it, and putting out hair, you do one in the morning, one in the afternoon, for your sechayev. But that's minatoira. But chassid shir is also awesome minatoira. So if a person pulls out only half a hair, he does that. Okay, if someone does only half or something, it's also awesome. Because it's all awesome to do. What do you mean? But not as a separate issue. You're right, this is by Shabbos. But
so
not.
Say
Not has got another issue. What do you mean? Not has got another issue. He must touch his hair because he mustn't pull the hair out.
No, after, when he finishes, he has to do Biluch.
No, but during the 30 days, he must cut his hair.
Afterwards, when he finishes the Nazirus.
That's one thing, he has to cut his hair after, but during the 30 days, he mustn't comb his hair, the Mishnah says.
After, when he finishes the Nazirus, he's Medalech on Shabbos. It's not.
One Shabbos.
If he does on Shabbos.
Yeah.
It's not even Issa, but Gozes.
Why? Because what?
He doesn't need
the hair. Oh, first of all, actually, he doesn't need the hair. He goes under the. He gets burnt.
He's
got burnt.
He's got burnt.
It has to get burnt. Well, that's part of their void to get burnt. I'm not sure what that is. That could be you need it. I'm not sure. It could be you need it. That's part of their void.
It
has to get burnt.
That's it. He can't be good hair.
Nice, midrabbanon is also too. Wherever all this is all minatoria, we're talking about midrabbanon, anything is also. Any pulling out is also. So one's got to be careful, one has to be careful. It's very easy to manipulate this. Huh? I mean, I don't know about stroking a beard like this, if that's a problem. I don't think it's a particular ratio that the thing will come out. It could be some people that hold that there's an Indian to machmir, yeah? That's all somewhere. Let's get sure. What? Yeah, who was the Beis Yosef? He had a big mice, he had a big nest of the Beis Yosef. He had his hand, to say the story of the Beis Yosef, he put his hand in his beard on Shabbos, and he left it there. That's the story they say. And he was b'schus that, apparently, he was working right at Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch. So it was a big madriga. But I'm saying, a person, it's an interesting thing that, because I'm not sure, it's not a psik ratio that you're going to pull hair out when you put your hand in here. So the chora, that shouldn't be such a problem, really. That's the reason, it shows the godless. Let's just show you something over here. Yeah, you have to know exactly about this. I want to bring up one point very interesting. So the Maaseh, the Chora, probably biting nails on Shabbos, the Chora is problematic. Because even though maybe you don't maybe up in the goof, actually you're not making the goof nicer, and you're not using the actual nail itself, so you haven't got the issur min ha-tor, that's true, you've got an issur min rabbanan of goizus. Goizus is also min rabbanan whatever you do. So the chayav biting is a big problem. In fact, the Mefarshim bring down, I see someone bring down, let's see if I can find this for you, someone brings down, very interesting halacha this, that there's an inyan not to bite one's nails during the week. Always that's a chelik of covered Shabbos. Can they say that? I can't show that. I want to find a lotion here. Yeah, but it's a habit. A person does it out of habit. Okay. You're right, it brings actually a lotion. You're quite right. So it brings such a lotion down over here. There's lotion over here. Yes, I'll call Adam. The person should be careful the whole week not to bite his nails. Because Caesar says the corner of the pay, so to cut his hair, his heads, and his payers. Keep a call Adam. The kosher mitzvah is Shabbos Achamor. It's very easy to be nichshel. The person's got a habit of this. It's very easy to be nichshel in this avera. So a person should be careful. He writes over here. It's very possible to be over in the kosher list. On the kavachaim, so yeah, the person should be careful. They bring from the Chaznish, the Echot Shoy Rogli Kassus Sipornam Shu Machal Shabbos. You're right, he says that someone who was regular to bite his nails, it's very easy to get Machal Shabbos. To be very careful. When I was in Yeshiva, maybe a bit before even, I remember someone came over with a timer. He says he doesn't think it's a problem biting nails on Shabbos. It's Misasik. You're not Machavan at all, you don't realize the habit, you don't realize at all what you're doing, it's nothing. Well, I said, it's an interesting time, but it's wrong. Yeah, it's arranged. A misasik is if a person does something on Shabbos completely unaware. It means a person's walking and he trips the marshal and he knocks a light switch. Or a person leans against the wall and he doesn't know there's a light switch behind him and he puts the light on. That's called misasik. No, a habit is not called misasik. That's right, that's a big difference over here. Something which a person does because of habits, that's not called misasik. He's got to stop himself from doing something which he's used to doing. A person goes in the marshal, someone goes to the toilet, the marshal, and his natural instinct is he puts the light on when he goes into the toilet. That's not called misasik. That's a herigal, a thing which a person is used to. Something which is used to is not called misasik. That's not allowed. So one's got to be careful not to make a mistake over here and say that a person can get out of this to say that it's called misasik and therefore there's no problem. So that's wrong. This lechair is not called misasik. I say misasik, which is to do with just a person who's used to do something. The Moshe arrived from the Gemara on Shabbos, they say. The Gemara says a person mustn't learn or whatever read by candlelight because we're scared that when he goes to the light, he might, out of habit, he might flick the light to get the flame burning better. It's Herigod, he's forgotten what he's doing, he's completely oblivious to what he's doing. The terrace is, that's not a heter, Miss Asif. This is not a heter. Something which you do as habit is not called Miss Asif, that's not allowed. So one has to be careful. These things, I mean, people have got a habit of putting hair. You see people doing this actually. I mean, it's I don't know what it is, it calms them down maybe, so they like to pull a hair. It's very problematic to do that on Shabbos. So one has to be aware that putting out hairs and biting nails like this is problematic on Shabbos. Who are din to take Lamoshal a keli and file a nail very slightly? That's also good. There's no shear midrabbanon, anything which you do to affect shape or whatever you do, you're trimming something down, that is also goizus. There's no problem. Someone's got a bit of dirt under his nail, though, for example, and he wants to take a little toothpick or whatever and try carefully to get the dirt out. That's not psik ratio is going to do anything to the nail. That's mutter. But when you're filing it, you're doing something with kavona to change the surah of the nail, that's also. So again, with a keli, when a person does something with a keli, and it's normally done with a keli, it's a minatoya. And there's zikha yipui. A person wants to make his nail look nice, so he files it down to make it look nice. That's issur minatoya. If a person bites his nails, then that's an issur minrabbanan. It's still also to do. All right, what do you say?